Here we are on Monday morning, the Monday after the Nevada caucus. Bernie Sanders, clear winner there. He and his supporters have all the momentum going into South Carolina and Super Tuesday. And if the momentum continues and Sanders remains the front runner, what does this mean for the Democrats running for House or Senate? Joining us right now to talk about what a Bernie Sanders candidacy might mean for the Democratic Party is ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Look, there are a lot of Democrats who are very worried about a Sanders candidacy. James Clyburn, who is one of the leaders in the House, an African-American from South Carolina, said on TV yesterday, it would be very hard for many Democrats running in marginal districts. You know the story right there in Michigan.
Yeah.
The Democrats won the House not because they won in Manhattan or San Francisco. They won in suburban districts with more moderate candidates. And there's a real fear that Sanders, a self-described socialist, would be a real drag on the ticket, even to the point where they could lose the House of Representatives.
So what do party leaders propose to do to stop that from happening?
Now, that's the question of Monday morning, my
friend.
Right. You know, it's all starting to feel a little bit like the Republicans in 2016, where there was all of this hand-wringing about Trump. First of all, there's no such thing as a party, in a way. There's no such thing as a mechanism for stopping Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. The way the system works now, it's in the hands of the voters, not the politicians or the leaders. And I'm starting to see parallels. You know, Buttigieg is like Marco Rubio, the boyish guy who's not ready. Biden is like Jeb Bush, old and tired. Elizabeth Warren is like Ted Cruz, the ideological firebrand, but not particularly appealing personally. Amy Klobuchar is like John Kasich. Everybody's reasonable, moderate, but doesn't strike any sparks. The only real difference is Bloomberg. There was no Bloomberg against Trump, but Bloomberg's debut in the debates was so miserable that a lot of Democrats are not putting much stock in him. So the answer is, when you've got a fragmented field, as you did against Trump in 16, Sanders, like Trump, is not a majority candidate, even though he got 45% in Nevada. He's still basically not a majority candidate in the Democratic Party. But you got to beat somebody with, you can't beat somebody with nobody. And that's what the moderates are wondering about.
Do you think that if this momentum continues for Bernie Sanders, that he could beat Donald Trump in a general election?
Well, that's a big if. You know, it's I've covered politics a long time, and it's hard to predict. I think Trump has some real advantages and disadvantages. I think the advantage is the economy, which continues to do well, and a core base of supporters that's very loyal. I think he's vulnerable to the right candidate. I think in those suburban areas in Michigan and Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, particularly female voters don't like Trump personally, and fear and 4 more years of chaos and confusion and erratic behavior. But whether a 78-year-old socialist with a heart problem is the answer for the Democrats,
right.
I have severe doubts. I have never thought that this country was a liberal country, and I have never thought that a liberal of Sanders' stripe could win the presidency. Democrats have nominated liberals before: Humphrey, McGovern, Mondale, Dukakis, and they all lost, and many of them lost very badly. Last exit polls in 2016 said the country, you know, only 26% of Americans called themselves liberals. While about 35% said they were conservatives, about 37-38% said they were moderates. That's where I think the country is. I think it's a center-right country. And now Sanders has shown that he can generate excitement among young people, but also, Paul, young people are notoriously unreliable as a political basis.
That's true.
They don't necessarily turn out. So my bottom line, the answer is, I think that Bernie Sanders, at least from what we know now, would have a great deal of difficulty beating Donald Trump.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. Always appreciate your insight. Thanks, Steve, for your time. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.